with our area, I think what we need is probably just enough. The last two elections, and I've been involved with both of those, we've had seven councillors or seven candidates elected with a quota, as they call it, and the last two candidates have just been the last two standing. So our communities have demonstrated over the last two elections that they're quite comfortable with electing seven, and I guess having nine that we have to take, the last two over the line, obviously get a gig.
Now, in the information I received from you, I note that you mentioned that you and your team had already started conducting your own Meet the Team events, and that both you and another candidate, Mark Hornshaw, held a forum at Laurieton United Service Club in Lake Cadai. Can you explain why you decided not to join the other candidates standing for mayor and councillors at these venues?
So Mark and I ran a Meet the Mayoral Candidates Forum down in Laurieton Club about a month or so ago. We had about 60 people from the community turn up. What I did see over the last few elections is less and less people turning up to formal Meet the Candidate sessions. So most people that attend those, in my view, are connected with a team or a candidate. So there's very few public people that turn up who may be undecided in their vote. So what we've done this campaign is take a totally different approach, and I think a really positive one, where we've got out and about as a team. We do have a large team running six candidates, and the formal meetings don't allow every candidate to speak because there's not enough time if you've got 20 or even 30 candidates trying to talk in 2 hours. It doesn't give you a lot of time. So what we've done is taken an approach to get out and about to as many groups, clubs, pubs, if you like, as well. Just meet people where they are, just have a really general conversation in a relaxed environment, and really take that face-to-face approach and try and cover as much ground as we can in the limited time we have to get out there and campaign.
And on the 5th of this month, this is the month, isn't it, September?
Yes.
You've asked the other candidates are standing for mayor to go to the golf club, is that correct?
Yeah, so Thursday the 5th, 6 p.m, we've booked a room at the Port Macquarie Golf Club. So Mark and I have invited Councillor Lipovac and Edwards to come along to do a final pitch, as far as we see it, before the polls open on Saturday. Pre-poll opens on Saturday, just to put our case forward for the mayoral position. We've had a lot of time to campaign out and about. So I understand that the invitation's been extended to all mayoral candidates, and I'm certainly very happy to attend that one.
I know that I do believe, I can't say that I know, I do believe that two of those, they're having their own, they've already booked, and they aren't possibly able to go.
Okay. Yeah, well, I guess with Meet the Candidate events, it's a very busy period and time for campaigning for everyone. So the offer was extended. If the candidates want to turn up, that's available to them. I know I'll certainly be there, and I'm sure Mark's quite keen to go as well. So all you can do is offer the invitation and, put your case forward.
Thank you, Adam. Now, is there anything else that you'd like to add before we finish off?
I think for me, this is my third election. Running for mayor back in 2012, I actually announced my candidacy in 2010. So it's been 14 years that I've been involved in our local government in some capacity. It's been an honour and a privilege to serve with Mayor Pinson. I think she's done amazing things for our council, but also our community. And I'm just really proud of working with her, working with Josh, working with Danielle. It's been an amazing last 3 years, and just want to thank the community for their support of us through that period. And obviously I'm asking for my job back, and this time to help lead a community through, I think, what would be a really exciting time for us locally.
Well, thank you, Adam, for coming in and sharing your views, and I wish you all the best.
Thanks, Christine.